615-844-5600. Welcome in here as we had a little bit of technical difficulties as we didn't have the opening music play right here for Fantasy Rescue. Zach Williams, Jonathan Najjar behind the boards, producer Jay. And this is Fantasy Rescue brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate. And sorry about the technical. Hey, what a better time to have some technical difficulties than the last show of the complete year. And that's what this is, baby. The number one fantasy football show in the Music City. Hands down, no competition. I guarantee nobody's going to step to the boys because we're bringing you heat. Week 15 now. We've done it now 15 weeks in a row. And we're going to keep going here through the end of week 15. And we hope, I mean, really, for most people, you're either in your I always get the fractions wrong, right? It's like semifinals. Would this be the semifinals now? What's before the...
Let's go with conference finals.
Conference finals?
Yeah, that seems right to me.
That's not very much fantasy, though, right? It's
what
is it? It's like you have your semi and quarterfinals. Quarterfinals or less. I was always bad at fractions.
Yeah, so I guess we're in
semifinals, right? Is that that's normal?
We're right before the finals.
Yeah, you're either in your Super Bowl if you've made it. Congratulations. Or you're in your semifinals trying to get into it. That's what your boy is doing right now. I don't know. Did you win last week?
Yeah, we do the
2 weeks.
2 weeks and then 2 weeks. So yeah. I outscored by 20 and I'm set to outscore by about 30 this week. So I should get a pretty easy win this week.
And possibly.
Then the real test happens.
We'll see if you can do that. Of course, we'll have to follow you on Twitter. What's your Twitter again?
It is J.
Wow. Whoa, what a bad guy to ask. Who should be?
I have full faith in myself to win. I have full faith.
So with this being the final Fantasy Rescue of the season, remember, one, you could still get in if you have any fantasy advice that you need and you're still trying to figure out some matchups. 615-844-5600 to get in on the experience that is Fantasy Rescue. Or you can go to all social media platforms, type in at Nash Sports Radio. You will pop up our Periscope, and you can leave comments and questions in the Periscope. We will get to those questions and things like that brought on there. All through the show, so don't be afraid to leave those comments, and then we'll definitely get your answers set. So with this being, I mean, this is the essential roundup show as it is. We're going to put a bow on the 2018 fantasy season, and then, of course, this show will be back in 2019 when we will start it. What's that, like beginning of August? Is it August when we started this?
Yeah, somewhere in August.
Yeah, somewhere in August we'll be starting the show back. But don't you fret. Don't you fret. My family that is listening to me right now, my friends that are listening to me, not just fans. I don't want to have fans. I don't want to have that. I want to have friends and I want to have family. That's who's listening. That's who I care about. And
it's like, what's his name? Vin Diesel says in the Fast and Furious, I don't have friends.
I have family.
I have family.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And so we will be having our new show start up. We'll take a break through Christmas, and then we will have Forever March with the best guy I know, Blake Lovell, will be coming back on here with us, and we'll talk all college basketball and all that. It's going to be a fun time. That'll be on Saturdays, 10 to 12 is when we'll start that. December 29th is when we're going to be starting that, guys. So be on the lookout for that because we'll be doing that as well. Go to the phone lines. Right quick, and hey, no better way to fitting have a person calling in that I love to talk to each week, and it's our final show, and I'm so glad he called in on the final show. Trace, what's going on, my man?
Wouldn't have missed it for the world, and a blessed Sunday morning to both of you. How are you today?
Doing great, doing fabulous, and I hope yourself is doing just as well.
Oh, I'm just hoping that Atlanta can pull out a win against Arizona today. That'd be a great Christmas present, early Christmas present for
you. Right.
Just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the matchups this weekend. And I think yesterday we had a very good slate of Saturday games. I thought the Texans and Jets was a great game. And, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better one than the Browns playing so well against the Bills last night.
The Broncos.
They end up being like 7-8-1 for the season, which no one, and I don't care who you are, no one could have predicted that before the beginning of the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, not even before the season, But midway, up until the week before they fire Hugh Jackson, nobody would think this is how it would finish, especially now. And they have the thinnest razor line to toe to get to the playoffs, but they still have a chance to get to the playoffs. It has to be, they could either have the Ravens lose two and they have to win out. In every scenario, they have to win out. But they have the Ravens lose two, they could still clinch the playoff spot that way. Or they have the Titans have to lose two, the Colts have to lose two. Let's see, who's the Dolphins have to lose two, and the Browns have to win out, and they could still get in the playoffs. That'd be an absolute comeback story to fire your head coach and offensive coordinator and in the middle of season, and then turn everything around and just go off pure talent.
Like midway through the season too, not like, oh, yeah, three games in, we're really bad, let's fire the head coach.
No.
Wouldn't Cleveland just exactly explode if that were to happen?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It would. If you remember when the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year and how Philadelphia was like a purge night, basically. That's what would happen.
There'll be grease in the light posts in Cleveland.
Yeah, there's going to be grease all over the light posts, and the Budweiser fridges are going to open up with a fury if that happens.
Let me ask you a question, Zach. And I mean, you've been giving out a lot of great advice this year, and you've had a lot of great insight on a lot of things, which I've really enjoyed. Let me do my best, Jerry Jones, and ask you exactly what do you think of the Dallas Cowboys?
They're going to lose today.
Ooh, that was straight on, huh, bud? You just going right in and think they're going to lose? You know, so with the Cowboys, it's really weird. They just needed a good wide receiver. I mean, really, that's what it was. Amari Cooper just needed a team that would throw to him, and the Cowboys just needed somebody Dak can throw to consistently. And that's really what they have, a running game. You know, their running game is one of the strongest in the NFL, easily. Zeke is actually became even more of a performer. He's stepping into that Alvin Kamara side of things, where he's catching the ball a ton as well as producing on the ground. That 1-2 punch with Dak and Zeke is strong. But now with Cooper on the outside, being able to be a consistent target, his route running is absolutely insane. And his quickness, his cuts and everything is just amazing. His hands are fabulous. I mean, to see how bad the Raiders were really holding back such talent that he had in the breakout games that he had, even in a Raiders uniform, you could see just now what he's consistently doing with the Dallas Cowboys. They're a threat, right? And that NFC East is a little bit weak right now. You look at the Redskins, how the season started for them. They were strong. And then the injuries just plagued them. And what the Giants did to them last week was just humiliating. The Eagles defense, definitely not the dogs that we know from last year. And then the Giants, who could still try to sneak into the playoffs at 8-8, they have a really solid offense, but they have to win out. The Cowboys are in a really perfect spot right now, and they're playing good football. And the NFC, something that we've seen, and I guess really we could say with the AFC now, with the Chiefs losing to the Chargers on Thursday, the NFC is in a weird spot where now we've seen the Rams get held back and get beat. We've seen the Saints recently, Drew Brees not being the Drew Brees of weeks 1-12, where he was just lighting it up, and we saw they have their weaknesses now. The NFL in a whole right now is such in a good place that even the stellar talent teams are able to be beaten any night by any team. And that goes to show how well the wealth of talent has spread out for the NFL. And the Cowboys are in that exact same spot right now, where they are a middle of the road team with their record in a sense right now, but their talent and what they have with those young linebackers, their running scheme, and now with the presence on the outside for their wide receivers, they are a threat against any team right now because of what the pressure they can put on defense and how they can score on offense.
Zach, I think I believe there'll be a lot of people that will agree with me, that these final 4 weeks of the season have just been completely wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I've seen some tremendous football. And as you know, I've watched the game for, you know, almost 50 years, and I have really not seen such a scramble for so many places. Usually by this time, we've got all the divisions locked down. People are just playing for wild card spots. It's still wide open in a lot of them, and I think that's great. I think the fan, I mean, look, Atlanta's not even completely out of it yet. They're not mathematically eliminated. They have to have divine intervention, I'm sure. But I mean, I love the fact that my team is still in it with, you know, with 2 weeks left, you know, with two games left after today. I'm going to get out of here on this. But first of all, my sympathy to the Bill Frelick family. Great Falcon, great offensive lineman, was a Steeler as well. Died of cancer at the age of 56 this past week. My prayers and best wishes for Alex Smith, who finally got out of the hospital after fighting off that infection after those surgeries on his leg. Wish him nothing but the best. And you guys have absolutely just made my Sunday morning. I just want you to know that I have so much enjoyed talking to you over the last few weeks. And I'm sorry I didn't get in on the front part of this, but you have really made me understand things a lot better. And I'm a lot older than you guys, but I'm never afraid to learn something because I think it helps keep your mind sharp. And I always want to be as informed and as good a fan as I possibly can be. And you guys have really added to my knowledge this year. And I can't thank you enough for that. You guys have been great. I wish you the best possible Christmases, the best New Year's this next year. I want you guys to be back and do this program again. I really think the world of you. And let's keep in touch during the off season because there's always going to be, I can talk about football every day and people that know me know that there's going to be a lot of interesting changes in the NFL after this season. And I want to talk to you about the new spring league too. So if you'll put me on hold and let John take my email address and my Facebook and all that information, I'll wish you a good day and God bless and Merry Christmas to everybody there in the 56 land. Okay. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks. Hey, absolutely. We'll do that for sure. Stay on the line, brother. And then John will get all your information and everything. We'll definitely keep in touch. And also, you know, Twitter and everything. I don't know how you are on social media and all that, but that's always a relevant place too to keep in touch. And yeah, you know, the NFL, the final couple weeks here is they're going to be, I mean, it's going to take week 17 before we know who's in, who's out. And that is fabulous. That's perfect. That's what the NFL needs to be. And even what we're seeing too now in the what we're seeing now with how the Chargers, I think people found out now that the Chargers are a good football team. And up until this Thursday, didn't even realize that the Chargers were that close to the Chiefs. Think about that. The Chiefs have been so dominant on offense this season that you didn't even realize that in the AFC West, the Chiefs had not clinched anything, which is even stronger in a fantasy football aspect, at least, that Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and now Damian Williams, whoever's going to be the running back for next week, have to be consistent players because they need to win. And that helps for fantasy. That helps just for fandom. It helps for viewership. It makes games. I mean, the Chiefs and the Chargers are now even. That's insane. You would never thought that. And I feel like people just kind of caught on in the last week or so that the Chargers are a good football team and have found a way to tie the Kansas City Chiefs. And what a disappointing game and a finish for the Kansas City Chiefs where they just could not finish a game at home. I mean, it was at home and you're in front of your home crowd. And I mean, so many things that just didn't work out for the Kansas City Chiefs in that game. And Eric Berry being back, of course, you watch that game and you see Eric Berry calling shots that trying to put all the pieces together on the field defensively. You could tell that secondary is very out of shape. Very much doesn't know scheme-wise what to do, where they need to be, and Eric Berry knows these things. All he's done is sit back and look and watch this whole season and just study film probably, and he has got it down. And you saw him barking orders out to everybody on the field, which he needs to be, and try to get this Chiefs team in check because this team's going to be dangerous in the playoffs and just got to get there. They're going to get there, but you know, you want them to have home field advantage all the way through, so we'll see if they do. So for this show, we're going to talk about players that you need to start. We need to talk about players that you're going to sit. But we're also going to do the roundup side of things, and we're going to talk about MVPs through the season, John and I's MVPs, as well as we're going to talk some of the breakout players, surprise breakouts, and also surprise letdown players. We're going to talk about that all next right here on Fantasy Rescue, brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate.
Nashville's Nutcracker returns to TPAC's Jackson Hall as Nashville's favorite holiday tradition. Witness the wonder live as Clara is swept away to a winter wonderland with the Nutcracker Prince. A magical snowfall in the audience and nods to the city's past are sure to delight the entire family. Nashville's Nutcracker runs December 1st through 23rd. Tickets are available at 615-782-4040 or nashvilleballet.com.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more. With exclusive offers and benefits, time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball. Pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Baby, we're getting in the jet plane. It sounds like Top Gun. Playback, hold on, leave it up a little bit. Leave it up a little bit. I just see it sounds like we're on, it's 80s. We're on a beach, we're running. You know, the sun's shining and we're going together. We're all oiled up, first of all. That's guaranteed, number one. You're hearing that? We might be jumping in the water here in a second to save a life.
This is what happens when we get to run the show.
Yeah. This is fine. This is fine. Oh. What song is this? Does it have a name?
Eric Clapton.
Oh, it's Eric Clapton. Man, this is all right. Get off the show, Clapton! Done with you.
This is our show.
615-844-5600. The number you got to call if you want to get in on the experience. That is Fantasy Rescue. Also, you can leave your comments in the Periscope. We will get to those. So starting off players that you need to start. Then we'll talk about players you need to sit. Then we'll talk about MVP candidates. And then we'll do that last. And then we'll talk about breakout players and letdown players. So starting off, quarterback to start. You know, hey, I was thinking about this. Who do I want to start at the quarterback spot? And I was, you know, there's so many. And right now it's the Super Bowl time. You want to go with a sure thing. And it's a little hard to find a sure thing, but the guy has been putting up points pretty consistently and he has the team support.
You're going to say Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to say Lamar Jackson.
There you go.
I'm going to say Lamar Jackson taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He has averaged 84 rushing yards and over 18 fantasy points per game as a starting quarterback in Baltimore. And the matchup against the Buccaneers, in a situation where the Ravens need to win to get into the playoffs, the guy is the offensive – I mean, that's what he is. He is their offense right now. They don't have much of a ground game other than him, and passing obviously goes through him. So the Bucs have allowed an average of 27 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks on the road. They are at home. He is a solid, solid play this week. And if you're looking for a good quarterback matchup and you're looking for a maybe you're trying to find a good streamer for whatever quarterback you have, and you maybe you don't feel comfortable with Kirk Cousins, or maybe you don't feel comfortable with Ben Roethlisberger, but those guys have been who you've been riding all year, Lamar Jackson is a very solid pickup that you can play very strongly with. And he's playing strong. He's playing a bad defense. So I like Jackson. Who you got?
I like Jackson as well. But I'm going with Kirk Cousins versus Miami. Just Kirk Cousins, I know he's had some really bad weeks. But Miami is just awful. Over the last 5 weeks, one of which was a bye for them, they've averaged the most fantasy points given up to opposing quarterbacks, which includes Brady, who's had a down year, definitely for him. Got 26.6. Josh Allen, the rookie up in Buffalo. 28.7 points from Josh Allen. And Andrew Luck put up 23.6, and then they had a bye before that. And Aaron Rodgers lit him up for around 20 before that, too. Let's see. Miami's cornerback, their top cornerback, Xavier Howard, he's out. They rank 29th in sacks this season, and they rank 26th in overall passing defense. Kirk Cousins should have his absolute way with this defense.
He should. We'll see if he does.
I feel very confident.
Talk about a spotty guy. Just can't find.
Yeah, he's a spotty guy, but I feel like this is going to be one of his hot games.
I hope so. Going over to running backs and stars, you know what? I'm going to go all in.
Let's hear it.
I'm leaning into it. I've argued for this guy, and then he had his breakout game last week. Derrick Henry taking on the New York Giants.
This guy.
If he is not your running back two, he needs to be your flex play. He needs to be your flex play because he is going to – I'm leaning on the idea that LaFleur and that Titans offense have finally realized that they are going to use Deion Lewis in the screen game and passing downs, but they are going to use Derrick Henry on the running plays and run between the tackles, and they're going to start giving him 17 to 20 plus carries each week. And if they don't, then I don't know what to tell you. Shame on the Titans.
Look, if the Titans
shame on the Titans if they take Derrick Henry and they have him what he did last week. And they do not go all in on Derrick Henry. Shame on the Tennessee Titans. And if you're a Titans fan, and this week, this Giants game, very important game for the Tennessee Titans, not only in the playoff hopes, but also just, I mean, this could be the season. If they lose this game, they are not in the playoffs. And then the fandom's going to go away a little bit. People are going to stop paying attention as much. I mean, it's just simple economics. And if the Titans do not double down on their success with Derrick Henry this week, then shame on the Tennessee Titans, and people need to hear that, and people need to say that to the Tennessee Titans. I'm not trying to start a French Revolution or anything right here, but I'm saying if Vrabel and squad do not use Derrick Henry, then we are going to have a problem. There is a problem in Tinseltown. There is a problem in Nashville, Tennessee, because he had 4 touchdowns, 250-plus yards.
Should have had 5.
Could have had 5, but he's a great teammate, a great player to have on your team. He is not braggadocious, but he produces. And if the Titans refuse to use him in the way that needs to be used, then shame on the Tennessee Titans, and I will turn my back on this team for the rest of the season. 100% when I talk about the Tennessee Titans, I will scathe them. I don't care if it's on my Titan size reports. I don't care on social media. I don't care if anyone agrees with me or disagrees, because they have wasted him all year. All year they've wasted Derrick Henry in the backfield, using him on terrible plays, causing him to look worse than he did. And then they finally start giving him the ball in plays and situations that he needs to. And what does he do against a good Jacksonville front? He explodes. If the Titans do not use Derrick Henry against a bad rushing team or rushing defense like the New York Giants, who have surrendered 10 rushing touchdowns and the 8th most fantasy points to opposing running backs this season, then that is a shame on the Titans. They need to be fixed. People need to be fired. I don't care if it is your first year. I don't care. Something needs to happen. The ownership needs to sell. Something needs to happen because the Tennessee Titans, I swear I'll lose it. I'll swear I'll lose it.
You'll lose it.
I'll just show up.
That's a future thing.
I haven't even lost it. Think about that.
This is.
I will come on. I'll go on Bill King's show in the morning and talk bad about the Titans. I'll stay late and I'll go to the Pogue and Big Joe show. I'll talk bad about the Titans. I'll go on Johnny Frank's show. I'll talk bad about the Titans. I'll call into Jim Rome's show. I will talk bad about the Titans because this is a must play Derrick Henry. Because the Tennessee Titans, I pray, have learned their lesson about Derrick Henry and will use him. Who do you got at running back?
You know what? This is going to sound weird coming from me, but I agree. If they get good offensive line blocking, Derrick Henry will light it up. I don't have Derrick Henry, though. I have Keith Dixon for Tampa Bay. I think he's a good flex option. He had about 15 points last week. He's been lighting it up. This team runs more than anyone in the entire NFL. And they're going up against Tampa Bay, who has given up ranks 29th in fantasy points per game to running back. So there's only three teams worse than them, is what that means. Not like 29.
We get it.
They're bad.
We get it.
This isn't going to change, obviously, with Lamar Jackson under center. They're going to run nonstop. That's what they do. It's a little different. Gus Edwards was lighting it up while Dixon was hurt, but since he came back, Edwards hasn't really done anything. I think he's gotten like 4 and 6 points in his last two games, which are the two that Dixon played in. I see Dixon getting more touches this week than he has the last 2 weeks since he came back. I see him being a solid flex, high upside.
Okay. Wide receiver to start. How about Brandon Cooks taking on the Philadelphia Eagles? Eagles defense has been really bad. And as of the last couple weeks, Cooks has been really bad for fantasy wise. He has not put up the numbers that he had. He's combined for 2 weeks, 15.4 fantasy points. And that's on a PPR setting. So it's not been too strong, but I'm going to keep faith with him. And he's going up against the Eagles. They are it's crazy how their defense has just completely flipped from last year. Their defense has surrendered the most yards and 11 touchdowns to any receivers who are lined up wide in 2018. So if they've lined up on the outside of the field, whatever side they are on, they've let the most points up there and through the entire NFL. So Brandon Cooks, he likes lining up out there. He runs those deep post routes. He likes being speed and that he does great at it. And I think he's gonna have a big day today. Who you got at wide receiver?
I got Tyler Boyd going up against the terrible Oakland defense. So he's going up against rookie Nick Nelson is who he'll probably be lining up against, who's got an average passer rating of 114.4 to quarterbacks he faces. That means whoever he covers is open all day, every day. Boyd lines up in the slot, which is where this rookie Nick Nelson covers 75% of the time. I just see him lighting it up. He's had a bad couple weeks, several weeks. But I really see him going up against this just weak coverage, weak team that doesn't care. I think he's just going to light it up. And I know AJ, or not AJ Green, what's his name? Andy Dalton is out and everything, but I don't think it's going to matter this week at all. I see him getting an easy 20.
Okay. Sticking with that same game, the one Raider that you've been able to trust all season, Jared Cook. I like him taking on the Cincinnati Bengals because as bad as the Ravens defense is, the Cincinnati Bengals are just as bad. And Cook's been that good. He's been on fire in recent weeks. He's posting at least 100 yards in each of his last two games, and he's been one of the most reliable options, like I said, on the Raiders. The Bengals defense has been pretty bad, and I think Cook is an easy start right now, especially going to playoffs. That's one of your few players, and once again, we've said it a million times, tight ends have been shallow all season, and Cook's been one of the few that have been consistent. I like Cook this week against the Bengals. Who you got?
I was actually going with Jared Cook also, just because he's the only player on that team that anyone can trust,
which is crazy.
Yeah, right, though, of all players, the least reliable player.
Doug Martin's been kind of in there here, hit or miss, but I don't know. Anyway, so now defenses to start. Did you listen to me last week, guys? Did you listen to me? what was what I came through said. I said don't start the Ravens defense against the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that was a smart play. But what did I say? I said pick them up this week. Pick them up if they were on majority of rosters and they are taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It is a great day to start the Ravens defense, that one of the top scoring defenses in the NFL right now, against a bad Tampa Bay offense that is they're bad in a sense of they're very spotty and streaky and they're not in a must-win situation, and the Ravens are in that situation. So I like the Ravens defense this week. Who you got?
You're going to ridicule me, and you have in the past because I said something good about this team. But the Buffalo Bills at home versus the Lions are a team, a defense you should start. They're sneaky. They're better than you think. They're a top 10 fantasy defense. They currently rank 8th in the NFL in defense for fantasy points. They're going up again. Oh, and guess where they rank in total defense this season? Number one. They are the number one total defense this season. As far as yards go, number one, that's right, the Buffalo Bills. They're way, way, way better when they're at home. They're going up against the Lions, who are terrible and have been trading away players. The Lions rank 24th in total offense, 25th in scoring offense. The Lions are terrible. They have to go to Buffalo. Buffalo's a hard place to play, and this is a actual good defense that's been putting points up for the majority of the season, especially lately, the last bout. 5 or 6 weeks, they've really started to turn the corner and find their footing. Start the Buffalo Bills at home versus the Lions. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great day.
Hey, you know, there's your resident Bills fan here in Nashville.
I'm not a Bills fan one bit.
All right, so we're going to take a break, come back on the other end, and we're going to talk about players that you need to have sitting on your roster right here on the WNSR Fantasy Rescue, brought to you by Nissan at Rivergate.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Commitmas!
It's Bill King. Have you heard about our Commitmas party? It is December 19th, our signing day party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. 6 until 11 in the morning at Bar Lines. Go in the main entrance, veer to your left. You'll find us during the show. We'll feed you breakfast. What does it cost? Nothing. That is free as well. We'll have things to give away. Crazy Charlie will be with me. All kinds of stuff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Our Commitmas party on December 19th, 6 until 11 a.m. Got a special rate if you're coming in from out of town. The rate is $149, which is incredibly inexpensive at a place like the Omni. If you want to stay the night before and the night after, we'll give you the same rate. Our signing day inaugural party at the Omni. You are all invited. We're going to have prizes to give away. Oh, and we're going to feed you breakfast. Commitments party at Bar Lines, December 19th, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, Middle Tennessee, get tickets and join your Grizzlies for Adoptable Pet Night as they take on the Cavaliers Wednesday at 7 p.m. The first 5,000 fans in attendance will receive a Grizzlies pet bandana. Then, Grizz Nation, get in the game as Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, and your Grizzlies host Kyrie Irving and the Celtics Saturday at 7 p.m. Guarantee the best seats with a 6-game holiday pack now. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today and get Memphis.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Greg Pogue, Big Joe Show. That was a perfect Greg Pogue impersonation right there. Fantasy Rescue, 615-844-5600, right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Fantasy Rescue brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate here on the final edition of Fantasy Rescue of 2018, as we will be looking towards the 2019, and we wish you all the best in your playoff endeavors. I hope you got your money back at least from your buy-in league. If you didn't, let me know on Twitter, and we might be able to help compensate you. Doubt it. Jonathan will go into his own pocket.
Jonathan will not go Jonathan into his own pocket.
The amount that Jonathan gets paid here is insane. He will pay for all the lost wages in all of your fantasy season. Trust me, he's the highest paid guy here at WSR. It's insane. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. Starting about players now that you need to sit. We already talked about the ones that you need to start. So come over here, and we're going to talk about the ones you need to sit. This is where it's going to get real. And, hey. Talking about quarterback starting off, how about Jameis Winston? Sit Jameis Winston this week. Recently, he's been a very strong candidate to have on your starting. He's scored at least 19-plus fantasy points in all but one of his six starts on the season. And I think he's a tough bench. But you know what? Quarterbacks have put up a mere 76.5 passer rating against the Ravens and just seven touchdown passes when facing the Ravens at home. I mean, even Patrick Mahomes had to throw no-look passes just to complete passes against the Ravens. So I don't like Jameis Winston this week taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Who do you have taken on?
I don't like Matt Ryan this week going up against...
Oh, no, Trace, close your ears.
Yeah, I know, Trace. I'm sorry, buddy. But he's going up against like a super underrated passing defense. The Cardinals are currently the number fourth-ranked passing defense. And I know people are going to say, well, Matt Ryan played really well last week. Well, no, Matt Ryan played really well in garbage time last week. He actually didn't play really well last week. And honestly, he's not had a great season all season. He's not been terrible, but he's had some really, really bad games. The Cardinals have allowed the third fewest touchdown passes the entire season, only giving up 16 the entire season. This is a good defense versus a streaky quarterback. I just don't like him this week. I'm not saying he's going to lose because, Trace, y'all probably win against a terrible team. But this is a good defense he's going up against, and he hasn't looked very good against the top 10 defenses he's played. I don't like Matt Ryan.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let me ask you this real quick. What's wrong with garbage time points?
Nothing.
Nothing's wrong.
Nothing's
There's still
wrong
points,
with
baby.
Garbage time
I never
points.
Understood that. People get upset about like, well, yeah, he scored in garbage time. Like, if you go back actually speaking about
sure,
the Falcons.
Sure, but you can't rely on garbage time points is what I'm saying. Just because somebody scored points in garbage time doesn't mean he's going to do that the next week.
You go back to like the Falcons playing the Giants, and you remember Odell Beckham's final touchdown.
Sure,
that was 3 seconds left. His best catch of the season, I would think, too. It had no point to win or not. But you know what? You know what happened? Fantasy League went owners won.
Sure.
I love garbage time.
Sure. I'm not saying anything bad about garbage time. I'm just saying I don't think he's going to get that garbage time points this game. I think they'll probably be in the lead, and they'll probably be running the ball in garbage time. They'll probably be trying to finish out their 9-6 win.
All right. Going over to running backs now, talking about running backs to sit. Marlon Mack taking on the Cowboys. I don't like Mack taking on the Cowboys this week. He had a little bit of a resurgence last week. Of course, he had injuries and everything. I think he got about 10 points last week in a PPR league, and he had 14 touches. I think he actually had a touchdown as well in that game. But he had 14 touches in the game. And the Cowboys, they're just playing really strong football right now. And Mac had his spurts of big games when he came back, of course, got hurt again, and then it kind of teetered off a little bit. It's really kind of sad. I missed up on an opportunity when I took Mac and I said, everybody pick up Mac. And it worked for those 2 weeks. And part of me was telling myself to sell high right now while he's high. And I had a chance to go Nick Chubb for Marlon Mack, and I didn't take that chance. And burned me a little bit, should have done it, but nonetheless. I think this week's a good week to sit Marlon Mack. Who you got?
I don't like Kenyon Drake this week. Kenyon Drake is either the greatest running back in NFL history or Trent Richardson. And it goes week to week. You just never know what you're going to get.
Wait, those are the same things.
Those are not the same things. We said NFL history, not college. I just don't like Kenyon Drake. He's going up against a Minnesota defense that averages 3.9 yards a carry against. This is just a really good defense that he's playing against. I don't like him one bit. I see him having one of his Trent Richardson-esque performances, not one of his incredible Adrian Peterson performances. Plus, he does have to travel up to Minnesota. It's a lot colder in Minnesota right now than it is in Miami, Florida.
Is it?
I don't know for a fact. I'm not actively looking at the weather, but I'd bet the bank.
Hey, Siri, what's the temperature in Minnesota right now?
In St. Paul, Minnesota, it's 37 degrees.
Oh, that's pretty cold.
That's pretty cold.
Hey, Siri, work. What's the temperature in Miami right now?
It's currently 75.
Hey, you're right.
Boom, baby.
You're right. Whoa.
Like half the temperature. Honestly, that helps my point. That proves me even righter.
You're right.
That's a bigger differential than that's like 40 degrees.
Yeah, man. So there you go. All right. Well, wide receivers to sit this week. How about this? I'm going to agree with you a little bit. Kenny Golladay sitting against the Buffalo Bills. Golladay is a bit of a hard sit. He's declined in recent weeks, and his 2.5 points last week against it wasn't a bad team, but still, is his worst since week 8. And taking on Tre'Davious White and the Bills, I don't know if he's going to be in store for a good set of points. So kind of worried about Kenny Golladay this week. So I think he's a hard sit. But I think he's a worth sit. He's what you need to have sitting right now. So who you got on wide receiver?
So I'm starting to hope Trace is tuned out by now because it's Calvin Ridley. I'm sorry, bro. He got 5.2 against a very good Baltimore defense, 2 last week against a not very good Green Bay defense, and now he's going up against the 4th-ranked Cardinals defense. I just don't see him having a good game. They've only given up 5 touchdowns all season to wide receivers lined up in the wideout position, which is where Calvin Ridley primarily lines up. They don't really give up the deep ball. 4th-ranked in passing yards, 4th-ranked in fantasy points per game given up to receivers, to the receiver position. I don't see him having a good game at all. I don't see the Falcons really having a good game at all on offense. I don't like him at all.
Well, you know, Trace, one good thing is Jonathan said they think they're going to have a bad day, so they're probably going to have a good day.
This is true.
Tight ends sit. You know who's really upsetting? And I tried to help a buddy keep from getting the sacko. If you don't know what the sacko is, a sacko is meaning your last place in your fantasy league. We actually got to find out if Ty had to put on that Catwoman costume.
Oh yeah, we do.
I think this week is when we'll know about that. So try to avoid the sacko. If he had won, he would have not been last place. And I told him, I said, you know what? Put Trey Burton in over Austin Hooper. This was 2 weeks ago, and Trey Burton got 0 points. Austin Hooper got 15 points, and he lost by 14 points.
I did it.
It was me, Austin. I couldn't believe that happened. And Trey Burton has now sunken all the way to my crap list. His stock has been really bad recently. He scored fewer than 5 fantasy points in each of his last 4 games, including 2 where he had fewer than 1.9. I mean, the guy has been terrible. He's playing the Packers, who surrendered just 1 touchdown and the 3rd fewest points to enemy tight ends all season. I don't like Trey Burton. You shouldn't either. Who you got tight end?
I got a guy that preseason I said I didn't like, and I there for a while I thought maybe I was going to be wrong about him. But no, he's proving me right. Jimmy Graham versus the Bears. Week 1, he had 2 receptions for 8 yards and no touchdowns against the Bears, and he's only scored 1 touchdown since week 4.
Ugh, it's been bad.
That's a long time.
I was on his side this year too.
You were, and I told you you were wrong. And time has proven me right.
It's proven you right, man.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Give me some credit.
Yeah.
But he's only getting 4.5 targets a game over the last 5 weeks. He's got that finger injury.
Uh-huh.
He's only topped. Get this. He's only topped 34 yards in a game once in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah,
one time. 34.
The guys know Saquon Barkley.
The guys know. Name a very average tight end. No Jack
Ben,
Doyle.
I was gonna say Ben. What was the Ben Troop? He's no Ben Troop.
No, he's not. He's no Ben Troop. Plus, do you know who they're playing this week? They're playing the Bears. The Bears have, in my personal opinion, the best defense in the NFL.
Well, not even in
fantasy wise, they do. But I mean, in actual like real world NFL. I think they are the best defense.
Yeah.
They will massacre Jimmy Graham. Plus, Aaron Rodgers, legitimately, I know this is not technically a bad season for most quarterbacks, but for him, probably his worst of his career.
Yeah, no, for sure. Jimmy is just upsetting. Hey, guys, before we go to break, we're going to talk to you about Nissan of Rivergate. Look, this is the final time you're going to hear about him on Fantasy Rescue, and I want to get it into your mind. This is the best place to go buy a car, hands down. All of my cars I've ever bought and owned, I've got them through Nissan of Rivergate. Go check them out in Rivergate, just in Madison, just about a mile away from Rivergate Mall, 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. They are there to help you make the car buying experience so much easier. They have great people, great service, great parts, great. I mean, just the whole experience is so fantastic. Go tell them your friends over here at WNSR Center. They'll give you a free gift just for going there and saying that you heard it from us. Come on. www.nissanofrivergate.com is their website. You can see what they have on the lot, what deals they have going right now to try to save you money. Give them a call, 615-865-7220. That's 615-865-7220. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Pickers Vodka is now available in ready-to-drink Pickers Crafted Cocktails. These cans come in four varieties, each featuring a different Pickers Vodka flavor. Visit your local retailer today and pick up a four-pack of Pickers Music City Mule, Porch Picker, Lemon and Blues, or Honky Tonk Hurricane for your next tailgate. Pickers Vodka.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals, but I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Want to win tickets to see this year's Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl? This is Johnny Ballpark Franks inviting you to listen to the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show weekday mornings from 9 to 11 and my afternoon show from 4 to 7 all this month for your opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see Auburn from the SEC take on Purdue from the Big Ten in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl on December 28th. Music City Bowl tickets from Nashville Sports Radio.
Oh, 615-844-5600. We're in the final segment, guys, of Fantasy Rescue in 2018. Can you believe it? The music's still playing so loud. Oh, my gosh. Guys, come on. Get on the phone line, 615-844. Get your final words in, 615-844-5600. Want to tell me to screw off? Tell me how I ruined your fantasy season? let me know. Let me know what I did. I probably helped. Come on now. I have some other people that, you know, send me some DMs talking about how they're in the championships and everything, and or they're doing well in their leagues, and people that have consistently asked me each week, you know, you already haven't called in, but you DM'd me and things like that, and I appreciate that. Time to help me out. Hey, some inactives and some actives. T.Y. Hilton is going to be active today. Some people had worries that he was going to be inactive. He'll be active. LeSean McCoy, inactive today for the Bills, so that's no fun. Final bit of the show. We actually didn't talk about defenses that we're gonna start. Sit, you know what? Don't. I'll do it for Jonathan and I. Sit the Steelers defense and sit the Eagles defense. There you go. How about that? We didn't really talk about it. So I want to talk about some year end wrap up stuff. Through the fantasy season, there's been some real bright spots and breakout players, as well as some late letdowns. And a breakout player, one breakout I want to talk about is Saquon Barkley. What in the world? This guy played about as strong as anybody. I mean, really, he's the number one fantasy football player or running back right now in the NFL. And what he has been able to do is insane. To have 209 rushes with 1,100 plus yards, 9 touchdowns, and that's not even including what he did over the air. I mean, it's insane to see what he has done over the air. Over the air, he has got 629 yards, I believe, right now, over the air with 4 touchdowns. So his just all-purpose yards that he has had has been crazy. As well as just, I mean, the continuance, though. That's what has been so insane to me, to see the continuance of how strong he has been throughout this entire season. And with a team that has been very bad, I mean, is he not everybody's breakout player this year? I don't see how he couldn't be. You could put him up there for MVP almost. Even in his rookie year, he's in the MVP talk because how he is legitimately carried the New York Giants offense and put them on his back all season has been amazing. Who's a breakout player that you got?
Honestly, I got Big Ben. He's the number 2 ranked fantasy quarterback. And what's crazy is he's been doing it at home and away.
Yeah, no, it's
never
it's
seen
new.
That happen. I scored. He's only thrown, I believe it was 2 interceptions the entire season, both of which came week 1. No interceptions since week 1. How crazy is that?
I don't know if that's right.
I'm like 99% sure.
I'm pretty sure. He threw one at the end of the, was it the Broncos game that they played each other? And that's how they ended up losing. They threw, I think so. I don't know. I don't know about that. But still, yeah, you're right. He's been, I mean, absolutely bonkers this entire season. And another breakout one, too, that I wanted to talk about was Drew Brees. To be as old as I know it's a little weird to say he's a breakout player, but I mean, the expectation coming into the season for Drew Brees has been low, or coming into the season was low. And given he is a Hall of Fame quarterback, but to play to his level, the things he's done, I mean, the game against, I believe it was the Falcons, where he spins off 2 guys and runs a touchdown in, diving into the end zone. I mean, just he's not playing his age at all. And to just come in and once again be another, not only threat to the NFL in the NFL, but to be a consistent fantasy football player for a starting team or for a team, to be a starting quarterback. And he's had a couple weeks in this past season that have been kind of lackluster, but still, he's been a strong candidate all year for MVP, and to just continue it at his age that he's like, I mean, the decline is not there, and the arm strength and the records he's already broke, it's been insane. Who's another one you have?
I got the Bears defense.
That's a good one.
The Bears number 1 defense. These are the guys I started minus their bye. I started every single week since week 1. Every week I started them except that one bye. They scored 12 or more 9 times. These guys are averaging 12.5 points a game. They only had one truly bad game. They went -2 one time. Other than that, these guys have lit it up all season, and they were a defense that wasn't one of the top expected fantasy defenses in the preseason, and they ended up being number 1.
MVP. I want to talk about, or no, sorry, we'll talk about our letdowns. Let's talk about our letdowns real quick. So one letdown I had, and I think this has been, I don't think there's been a fantasy headache as bad all season as Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook. I mean, how many people drafted? And we could say obviously there's bigger ones, but sure. Guys who were active roster players that were not injured. Were not declared injured. There was no injured designation or anything like that. Dalvin Cook, I mean, it seemed like there for 4 or 5 weeks, you didn't know if he was going to be playing or if he even was playing, that if he was going to be hurt the whole time. If it was relevant in a game. I mean, you go back to the amount of shootouts that we've had this season between the Chiefs and Vikings and the Vikings and Rams and Chiefs and Steelers. And you look at that Rams and Vikings game, everyone is scoring points fantasy-wise. The only person not is Dalvin Cook, who ends up with like 20 yards rushing, and that's it. But it's just, you know, I don't think there's been more of a letdown. And now recently, if you stuck with him and picked him up maybe in some other leagues, he's had some good points. I believe he's got 18 points in his last game is what he got in PPR, which is good. And, you know, he's been having some better days being healthy. And I know it's all been on the injury bug, but the problem was it seemed like his injury, like, would never come out until in the middle of the game. They're like, oh yeah, I'm also hurt right now, but I know you started me, but too bad. That happened multiple times, and man, Dalvin Cook was just like a letdown, and it's gonna show in his draft next year.
Oh yeah, for sure. I got Derek Carr, a guy that a lot of people thought was gonna be one of the better quarterbacks this season. Oh, John Gruden's coming in, this offense is gonna be incredible. Only broke 20 points 3 times all season. Only 5 games did he throw multiple touchdowns, and he only threw for 300 or more yards 4 times the entire season. Ugh. That's awful from a guy that a lot of people were thinking might be a top 5 quarterback.
Yeah, it is really insane to think that. And I don't know what that was. That was something to play right now. I don't know if that was a commercial starting or what that was, but we're almost out of time here on the final show, and this has been the most this has been the crazy show. MVPs, real quick. Christian McCaffrey for me. What he's done, the Panthers said they wanted to use him. They came out and they did use him a lot, and it's been insane to see what Christian McCaffrey has done. And he will be a top back next year. Who's your MVP, real quick?
I got Eric Ebron, just simply because this was a late or undrafted guy. This was the end of the draft guy. He was the 4th-ranked tight end, scored 1 more touchdown this season than he did in 4 years in Detroit. That's 12. Yep. Averaged 15.3. Only 3 games all season where he had single digits.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for Fantasy Rescue. We will see you guys next season. Remember, we're going to start forever March the 29th of December. Find us on Twitter, social media, everything. We'll see you guys. Thank you so much. Fantasy Rescue brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate.